Father, take me out the equation, Lord. Father God, and just pray that you will bring into remembrance, Father God, in each and every one of us, Father God, what you have done for us. In your name, in Jesus' name, amen. My text is coming out of Luke 23:46. Jesus called out with a loud voice, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." And for a thought today, the power and purpose of the last breath. Jesus had been hanging on the cross since about 9 a.m. And the end was coming. The hour of the end of his earthly reign was fast approaching. But unbeknownst to many, it was only the beginning of his eternal reign. I can only imagine what many of his followers hoped was doing. They had to witness this brutal death process, and their hopes were dashed. They had hoped that the King of the Jews, the Messiah, was going to establish a kingdom that they had longed for to redeem Israel. You see, when you don't have a future, that's how you lose your hope. They failed to see that the kingdom of God is just the opposite of what an earthly kingdom was to them. It was a kingdom made without hands. These were they who witnessed and followed Jesus. They saw the miracles. They saw the healings. They saw the deliverances. But it took a dying thief on the cross to recognize his true kingship. One who was deep in sin and recognized he needed a savior. You see, even in Jesus' physical pain, he granted mercy. And yes, another stripe for another sinner. Meanwhile, in the temple, the priests were going about their religious duties during the afternoon watches. It was business as usual in the church. Business as usual in the sanctuary while the King of Kings, the Savior, was being stripped, beaten, and torn in public view. But this was about to change. You see, the temple in Jerusalem had three parts: the outer court where the people came to worship, the holy place where the priests could only enter in, and the most holy, or the Holy of Holies, where only the high priest could enter in once a year to atone for the sins of man. The veil was very thick. A long, thick veil shielded the most holy place where the Ark of the Covenant or the presence of God resided. You see, the purpose of that veil was to bar everyone from entering the presence of God, except the high priest. Now, the scripture says that around 12 noon, the earth began to be covered by darkness. The sun didn't shine. Now, that's a contrast, because we know that from 12 to 3, that's when the sun is at its highest. And they tell us not to go out between 12 and 3. And that was the norm. The sun was at the highest. But you see, the sun and all of creation knew what was going on. They had to bow to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, okay? The earth began to convulse. The rocks began to split open in the middle of the worship service. The earthquakes, and the earth began to open up. And right in the middle of the religious activity, the veil was separated. Hallelujah, it was torn by the hand of God from the top to the bottom. It wasn't just ripped, it was torn. And the Bible says that Jesus called out with a loud voice. Now, this is his last breath. And he called out with a loud voice, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." The King James Version says, "commend." Now, the Greek meaning of commend is paratiheme, which means deposit what belongs into one into the hand of another. It means to entrust. It means to commit to the care of someone else. You see, in the midst of the groan, in the midst of the last breath, was a shout. And that shout signified victory. That shout signified victory. I am finished. I did what you told me to do. And now I give myself to you. You see, the power of his last breath lets death know. I laid down my life. You didn't take it from me. I laid down my life only to take it up again. And no one takes it from me. But I lay it down on my own accord. I have authority to lay it down and the authority to take it up again. This command I received from my Father. And because of his obedience to the cross, he fulfilled his purpose, which was to atone sin for mankind once and for all. Unlike the purpose in the veil of the temple, which shielded the sin of the people from the presence of God, Jesus' sinless, unblemished, perfect body became sin and was torn and ripped for our sins. No longer does the high priest have to enter into it once a year with any blood of any kind, because Jesus' blood paid for it all. Access granted. Access granted. We can come boldly to the throne of grace to obtain mercy. Mercy, because he got up and he took his place. Now he's seated at the right hand of the Father. And we need to live in that resurrected life. You know, when you read your Bible in the Old Testament and in the New Testament, look at, read up the third day. Throughout the whole Bible, things change on the third day. I can't go into it right now, but things change on the third day. Hallelujah. Now, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, let us draw near to God, because there is power in the blood of Jesus, and there was power and purpose in the last breath of Jesus.